Numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM channel 189. It's Gil Alexander, already mumbling over the intro. It is the star of Wish Dev Wednesdays, the star of the Beating the Book Megapod, the star of the Showtime docuseries Action, Todd Wishnev in the flesh. A lot of flesh, by the way. Toddy, how you doing, man? At T Wishnev, by the way, on Twitter for everybody. Sir?
Well, I was trying to find some shaded courts because, so yesterday, I come into Las Vegas and Gil's like, what do you want to play right now?
Here we go.
And I said, and he goes, are you sure you're going to be okay in the heat? I'm like, I've been playing tennis all summer in Pittsburgh. Are you going to be okay? So we start playing, and the score is 6-0, 3-0, and my good friend here to my right is practically dying. So I just said, okay, look, we should continue tomorrow because you're just not going to make it. So it's funny that he was concerned about my well-being, whereas he was the one who
Since this is a betting show, if you delved into the box score, what you would see, though, a guy that has played thousands of tennis matches this summer, I have played none. The fact that I got to deuce more than 50% of the time
really should
tell bettors.
He didn't get to deuce.
The
you got to deuce twice.
The better athlete is going to win. Okay, already you're interrupting me. Why did I let
you talk? Because you're inaccurate.
I let you talk for 90 seconds straight, but you can't let
me
finish.
Because I didn't say anything inaccurate.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is not a podcast. This is national radio.
You better bring your jug of water because it's going to be hot out there today.
Next thing you're going to tell me, I don't know when Rosh Hashanah is, and that's a whole nother subject. Anyway, football.
Football, the National Football League. Who's excited? I heard Willie Hill is very excited. You asked him, what does he get most excited about as an adult?
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, slow down, Willie. This is a family show.
Sports related.
But I couldn't agree with him more. I mean, college football starting was so exciting, even though I'm doing poorly so far. But it's just so fun to have it back. And Sonny Cumbie kicking field goals up 77-3.
I brought that up.
With 7 minutes to go. Sonny, what are you doing? You're supposed to run the ball into the line and give it back to them.
These college coaches, man.
It's 77-3, brother.
Zero class.
I had under 83.5 and under 86.5. So he kicks the field goal to go up 80-3. And the other team, Northwestern State, drives down and kicks a field goal to go 80-6. So I end up winning the under 86.5. But on Discord, I put up the part that was the under 83.5. So I end up losing that.
Can I give you, for those who are just tuning in, who have no idea who you are, despite the intro, he's the man that had a 187 unit college basketball season, despite some haters trying to disparage him about it and act like he didn't do it. Is the Discord going to be open for football season for people to join?
I have to do the research on what happens when we get to 2,500 members because we're close to 2,500. And for when we went over 2,500 last year, there was some weird thing where you had to type in at everyone or something. And I'm not sure I want to do that. So I'm not positive yet. I'll make a determination soon.
Okay. Thanks for dressing up for this appearance, by the way. Appreciate it.
Where's my nice pit? This is my beautiful pit. Thank one of my Discord people, you know, sends me free a college apparel because
gear.
He's in the college gear business. And that's Rich, really nice guy from L.A.
Okay.
So I've got a Pitt shirt. I've got a UConn shirt for button down.
Okay,
people.
I don't need to know about your whole wardrobe. Yes. But okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let's go starting with tonight's NFL game because people are going to be curious to get your thoughts on each of these. Because on the Megapod, we have our format, by the way, Beating the Book Megapod. Available where all podcasts are distributed. Let me just say, Todd Wishnev has been on more episodes than anybody else now through the years as a co-host, and it is still a monster. Great feedback on the Megapod, you know, both positive and negative, but still people are listening, and that's all we care about. Todd's trying to make it so that people don't listen, but still people are listening, so we appreciate it. Let's start with the Patriots and the Seahawks tonight. The spread is down to 3 since the Megapod. On Tuesday, Monday,
you and Will both picked the Seahawks, and I had it written down to be one of mine as well, but I know not to pick the same team as you guys went because when all three of us are on the same team, it tends to go wrong. So I decided not to go with the Seahawks. But I mean, every argument that you guys have made seems to make sense to me. That what is the difference here? So I'm just going to pass for now. Now, by the way, what's interesting is in the past I've really done way more in-game on NFL and very little pregame. But now with the prediction markets, knocking things down instead of having to pay the 110, maybe you can pay 102 or 103. I might, you know, play some of those pregames, because if I would have just played my pregame for the last 4 years on the Megapod, which is widely available numbers, Stevie Fezzik, on Thursday mornings, okay, I'd be well ahead. Even you would, because you had that great season where you went 35-18. Everyone was shocked when Gilly went 35-18.
Why is that law necessary?
Just because it's a really amazing record. Yeah. 35-18 for anyone is an amazing record, even a genius like yourself. Okay? So my point is had we been playing those picks on the not 110 line, but a 102 line, we'd be up decently.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
So that's kind of interesting. Even though, you know.
What about tomorrow night? Rams, Seahawks. Rams and Niners.
I mean,
Niners.
I kind of like the Seahawks with you guys. I want to.
Rams, Niners.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rams, Niners. Rams, Niners. I'm going to pass on that one.
Are you tired of hearing all the travel stuff?
I don't want to hear any more travel. Well, they traveled and they had four meals, but these guys had oatmeal and blueberries, and the other team had it. Guys, there's not enough sample size for the travel talk. I know it's fun to talk about the travel, but until you get a thousand games going to Australia and one team shows up right before the game, the other team, I don't think it's very significant. But
we'll know when we know tomorrow night.
Yeah,
but that worked out.
But that won't
and
prove
even
anything
that won't
either.
Determine it either. Right.
So let's pass on that game. I don't want to talk about that one. How about the next one? Cleve Brownies against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jags favored by 8.5, total 40.5.
I played the under on the Megapod because I felt like, is this going to be the same Cleveland bad offense, good-ish defense? I'm a little concerned with it's maybe a real quarterback. The massage guy is going to be better than Shedeur Sanders.
Deshaun Watson.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that has me a little concerned, but I just figured it's an early first game of the year. Jacksonville might want to just get out of town, you know, grind it out, win the game. So I kind of like the under on that one. How about you? What do you like on that one?
I lean Browns plus the points. But I agree with Willie. Like, if you can get anything out of the quarterback position here, the rest of the roster for the Browns is not Dolphins level.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
What's it? Buccaneers against the Bengals is the next game. Why do I just feel like this is going to come down to Buccaneers down 11, Baker Mayfield drives them for the touchdown, and guess what's coming? The two-point conversion to decide the cover. Mm-hmm. And that just feels like that. So I don't really want any part of that one.
New contract for Baker Mayfield.
Stevie said he liked anything under 50.5 when it's the first game of the year. And I kind of understand that. But
just as an autoplay. Anything 50.5, you go under.
Yeah,
one.
I mean, he's been right about the college football. A lot of it has been going under. How about the next one? The Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, Indianapolis Colts. I feel like there's just too much uncertainty around this game. And then what is Baltimore? Are they still the great team that we used to think they were? Or have they disparaged themselves last year?
Has Lamar lost a step or a step and a half?
That's a great way of saying it.
I don't know. By the way, let me also say this. Because you're famous for sort of saying we know nothing. What's the sport? And let's talk about college and pro as two different sports in both basketball and football's case. What's the sport that we know, in your opinion, we truly know the least about?
Oh,
in other
college
words,
football, for sure.
It's definitely college football.
Oh, it's
football,
college
right?
football. These even are different teams.
Even before the portal, though.
Even before the portal.
College football was always the one that I think, if we actually analyzed what experts said before a season, that's the one that has the lowest conversion rate.
And that's why I love in-game for college basketball more than anything, because, you know, they make a line and then you're watching the first 15 minutes of the game or 20 minutes of the game. And you're like, well, this is completely wrong. You know? So, and no, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's going to happen a lot. I mean, I'm watching the UConn was playing somebody and they're just going up and down the field. And the line was kind of reasonable. It was like maybe like minus 19 or something like that. And I was like, okay, I'll lay the 33.5. I don't even care because they're going to score a billion against this team. Yeah. You know, so I think college football, in my opinion, has the most of that.
Yeah, it reveals itself very quickly.
Yeah.
Once they're on the field. All right, next one. Because you didn't give us much on the Ravens-Colts, so let's go. Let's move on.
I didn't really.
Yeah.
I
that's good to know that you don't have. Yeah. It is fair to say in week one, I have no idea.
Falcons-Yinzers.
Okay, let's talk about that.
First of all, we got a problem. Parking is going to be real expensive down at the Rivers.
Yeah.
Now, let's all go back to the NFL draft. They had the NFL draft in Pittsburgh right next to the stadium, which is right next to the casino. Okay, that's C-A-S-I-N-A, casino.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to charge $150 a day to park at the Rivers.
This offends you more than anything.
Well, it didn't just offend me, my friend.
Yeah.
Because what ended up happening is I went down there the first day. I wasn't going to pay. Now, I never pay for parking because I have a card. But on that day, they weren't even going to honor the cards. And I was not paying $150.
Let me guess. Parking lot was empty.
I parked like a 10-minute walk. I walked down there. I get to the casino.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the casino. There's nobody in the casino. It is dead. One day later, they go up on Twitter. Oh, forget it. We're not charging for the parking, or we're backing off. There's no more charging for the parking. The sportsbook guy told me it was the deadest couple of days in the casino since COVID.
Is a Falcon Steelers handicap coming up?
Yeah, right it's now? Coming.
Oh, okay.
Since COVID.
Yeah.
So basically what they did is nobody came. There was 400,000 people, 200 yards away, and nobody came because of this whole parking.
But you're also Michigan on the other side, because there'll be a game at like the Thomas and Mack here in Las Vegas, and you want to park on Tropicana.
Right. Just because my dad taught me that you don't pay for parking. It is just obscene. And now it has gotten ridiculous.
Well, folks, I guess there's a Falcons-Steelers handicap, actual handicap
Let's
coming up after the
Let's talk about
the
Falcons and the Steelers.
Well, we have a break. This is not a podcast. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Todd will rejoin us on the other side. I am curious to hear what you have to say about this game, because Tua, man, starting by default. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, otherwise known as Parking Prices Radio. Todd Wishnev is the guest here. He, of course, is the star of the Megapod, not to mention, of course, Wishnev Wednesdays, and the Showtime docuseries Action, which is still available to all, it should be pointed out. Don't forget about our NFL betting guide, still out. We should point that out as well. Our post-preseason update that Adam Burke so skillfully put together, steered the ship on this. Our pro guide includes post-preseason team updates, betting systems, and contest strategies. Host best bets for week one and more. You can get it now at VSiN.com/guide. Sign up now again for as little as $9.99 at VSiN.com/guide. Todd can be followed on Twitter at TWishnev, the Discord. He's going to figure it out. If people want to join in on his bets that he puts up on the Discord, which during college basketball season and college football season is really, but especially basketball season, is really a sight to behold. Plus 187, baby.
I did decent in football. I think I was like around plus 12 and plus 10 in the college and the NFL last year. There's a lot less games, obviously.
How's baseball in the WNBA going?
Baseball, I was up 35 units early, and it was fool's gold because now I'm down like 20 units, and I knew it was going to happen because baseball is just so hard.
Oh, last night you had you almost gacked another one with two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
I lost four games with two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the ninth, including the San Francisco Giants winning 9-3 in the bottom of the ninth. It's just unbelievable. But anyways, I did warn everybody over and over, bet much smaller in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The WNBA was doing really well. I was up like 20 units, and then I went on a really bad losing streak, so I'm only up a couple units now in WNBA. But I do feel like I'm getting better and better at WNBA.
Who is in the WNBA championship? Should people be betting a Lynx matchup with somebody or no?
I'm not sure. I was really high on the Lynx, and then they had a couple stinkers like against the Dream that was really a little scary there. The Dream has a lot of talent, and Angel Reese, and people screaming, oh, the me bounds and everything. She really is good at rebounding the basketball and defending and stuff. So people are a little bit, they're a little over the top on
her. Admit it. You are Team Angel Reese and you hate Caitlin Clark.
No, I actually like them both. I enjoy both of them. I just don't like it when Willie just joins the political narrative. It has nothing to do with sports. It's like, okay, you want to talk about politics? Talk about politics. This is about sports.
Why you got to throw Will under the bus?
Well, because he's buying into the whole narrative, you know, like, oh, they're so mean to Caitlin Clark and all that nonsense. It's like, come on, guys. They beat the hell out of every girl in the league.
I
can show you a million cases of two black girls in the WNBA killing each other.
All right. Let's go back to the NFL. You're going to step in it. Let's go back to the NFL. What other games on Sunday interest you?
What other games? We were talking about the Yinzers.
Oh, yeah. Let's close that, please.
I mean, right off the top, I know the Falcons are bad. I know it's bad and everything. The Steelers really good enough to be laying 3.5 points in National Football League games?
You're a lifelong Steelers fan. You are not bullish on this team.
Mike McCarthy, come on. All of a sudden, he's great? What's so great about Mike McCarthy? Can somebody please tell me? He went to the Super Bowl in 2011 and beat the Steelers.
With a prime Aaron Rodgers.
Right. And then since then, was he not the Cowboys coach?
He was.
Did he not make a mess of things down there?
I don't know if it was him specifically, but yeah.
Okay, I'm not big on that one. I'll pass on that. The Bills and the Texans.
So you are cautioning people to just casually lay the points with the Steelers.
I mean, I don't really want to lay that. I can't. I'm going to pass. I can't.
All right.
Bills and Texans.
Marquee matchup of Sunday.
Hmm.
After these two games tonight and tomorrow night, this is the big one on Sunday.
I mean, you're going to get all the Texans are the greatest defense since the New York Giants.
We got a lot of that this summer.
I mean, Baltimore Ravens in 2000.
That's right.
This is the thing. Before the season, everyone gets crazy. In fact, my biggest pet peeve is this whole Minnesota Vikings with Kyler Murray. And by the way, I agreed with the point when it first came out with that Kyler Murray could be a big upgraded quarterback for Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But then it gets overdone. Everybody and their brother jumps in, and all of a sudden they move Minnesota from being not so good to a little bit better to now they're a wild card team. Now they're a divisional winner. Yeah. Now they're a Super Bowl winner. Slow your roll, guys. We know Kyler Murray's going to be a little bit better, but do we know all this other stuff? Let's slow down. He's still 5'4" or something, right?
I don't think that's his height, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
So I'm just saying people get, and that's the thing in the NFL. That's where there is advantages. And I feel this, by the way, and you might agree with me.
I remember
driving down to the casino last year. The Jets were playing the Cowboys. I was listening to Stormy and JVT with Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how the line is crashing against the Cowboys because four offensive linemen are out. Now, this was the entire narrative, right? Meanwhile, all the talking heads, not these guys that I'm talking about, but all the talking heads would say, oh, all the linemen are out. Do they know one backup lineman and how good they are or anything about
it? That's right.
No, they don't.
That's always Bob's point, by the way, Dr. Bob, when he was talking about like Phil Steele's college football. Oh, they're returning 9 linemen. And Bob's point was, I was like, are they good?
Exactly. And so what happened in that game? Cowboys won by a million.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the NFL, you get this groupthink sometimes where and by the way, I wasn't disparaging JV. They were just discussing what the line was. They weren't saying whether you should do it or not. So I'm not disparaging them.
I'm trying to figure out why you.
I just wanted to make sure that no one thought I was saying they were doing it.
Right.
They were just describing what was happening, that all the money was coming on the Jets because all the geniuses like Stevie were all like, oh, 8 million, you know, linemen are out. You know,
the geniuses like Stevie.
Right, right. Yeah. So my point is. And I feel like it's the same thing with this Kyler Murray thing. And it's the same thing with a lot of these narratives you get rolling. Sports talk has to talk about something. So they'll come up with stuff and then they gin it up and it rolls into a snowball that you can take advantage of on the other side.
Well, it's the reason why the NFL has the most recency bias of any sport in the market, because everybody, if we look out in this casino right now, even people playing the slots, whatever, we just go out on the street here on Fremont Street. Everybody has an opinion about the NFL. Everybody knows, right? They're sure of themselves.
But not only that, they take a good point and then they turn it into a much bigger point. And I think sometimes that moves the line.
So you think the Minnesota Vikings will be a decent football team, but not a division winner?
Well, it's just like this week. Let's look at this week. Minnesota Vikings are -1 over the Packers. Everyone's down on the Packers. Everyone's loving on the Vikings. Why? The Packers were in the playoffs last year, folks, and were winning, I believe, by more than two touchdowns in their playoff game, and they gacked it away to the Bears. Am I correct in that? Was in the playoffs last year? They were up like 21-6 late.
We're talking about the Vikings now?
The Packers.
The Packers, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they're a playoff team that easily could have been into the second round. Now, the Vikings didn't do anything, right? Now, granted, they didn't have the quarterbacks, and that's why everyone's getting excited about it. But should they be the favorite against the Packers right off the bat like this?
All right, so tell everybody what your three Megapod picks were for this week.
I believe I took the Packers.
Uh-huh.
Plus the one. I did the under 40.5 in the Browns game because I just felt like if we see typical Browns football, which is not great offense and good defense, we could have a slowish game that's, you know, 27-10 or something like that. So I took that one under 40. I think I got under 40.5 or something, 41, somewhere in that range. And then what was the other one that I did was the, do you remember?
I do not remember yours, but you jot them down as the court stenographer.
Yeah, so I could just tell you.
You were going to take Seahawks, but because Willie and I took them, you did not.
Right, you guys took Seahawks. Oh, right, so I took the Lions, right. Okay, so that was another one. This was another narrative.
Yeah.
It's so funny that we keep talking about these narratives, but it sounds like to me all this Shuck love.
I don't get it.
I watched all these games. Shuck's not good.
Yeah.
Why is all of a sudden he going to be good? Please. I mean, I'm willing to be sold the narrative. Tell it to me.
I've been saying all year as he is woefully inaccurate 20 yards down
the
field.
Well, they said something about he played great at the end of the year. Did he play great at the end of
the
year?
They won a lot of football games down the end of the year.
Against who?
Again, exactly.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So now you're telling me that they're going to be, maybe they will be a little bit improved. Maybe they will be. Are they good enough to go into the Detroit Lions, who now are coming off a season where they, you know, underperformed after they lost Ben Johnson, but they're still a very good team. And you know they're going to be pissed because everyone's talking about how Ben Johnson was the reason that they fell apart. They didn't no longer had him. I still remember Detroit Lions handing off and getting gash runs with Montgomery and Gibbs and everything. And now, granted, it's just going to be Gibbs, but Gibbs is fantastic. And then if you protect Mr. Goff, he's a good quarterback. If he's inside protected, he's a very good quarterback. If he's outside unprotected, he's terrible.
That's right.
But inside, are the Saints really going to get to him? It's 7 points, folks. That doesn't sound right to me. So I did take the Lions. But again, and if you can see a theme here, it seems to be. And here's another. Miami Dolphins Raiders. Now, I know that you just said it. I just heard you say that they have more than 10% of the players are just pickups off the street.
Off the final cuts.
Okay, so they're probably going to stink, right?
Yeah.
But the Raiders aren't good, guys. Now you're going to lay 3.5 in an NFL game with the Raiders? Did I miss something and the Raiders became good? Ooh. Kirk Cousins. Oh, we got Kirk Cousins.
Oh, you love Kirk
the
Cousins.
The last time we've seen Kirk Cousins, and we saw him for many years, he cannot move, guys. He looks like you on the tennis court.
Oh, here we go. Bringing it full circle. Okay.
Is it true?
All right, your time has come. You got to go. Todd Wishnev, everybody, at T Wishnev.
Just be careful taking the Raiders.
At T Wishnev on Twitter. See you in a half hour. Coming back, Matt Brown, all his week one thoughts next. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. I just want to read this, read a few here, right? Mike Zills, Duke 90, on Matt Brown joining Grandissimo. He says, I think Matt Brown must be a Nepo baby like the law firm of Pagula, Navarro, and Iala.
Iala's checks that box, too?
Iala's not a Nepo baby.
Wow. Yep.
Martin Bernstein,
billionaire Matt Brown.
By the way, that's a very popular thing on Twitter for people to make themselves feel good about themselves by calling other people Nepo babies. Martin Bernstein, let Todd Kibitz. He has great stories. Happy New Year's to the both of you. Kevin Norman, Gil, today is your Christmas because with Wishnev sitting beside you, you're actually able to strangle him when he repeatedly interrupts you. And then there's others. But we'll go to Matt Brown here. Oh, wait, Auburnist. While my favorite radio duo is you and Kelly Bidlin, the Gil and Wishnev pairing is really making a run at the comedy duo crown. And Todd, this is from TDG. Todd, Kirk Cousins, can he move? The last time we saw Kirk Cousins, he looked like you, Gilly, on the tennis court. Oh, the comedic stylings of Toddy Wishnev. Matt Brown joins us now. He is in Circa Grandissimo, entry $100,000. And we are told he was on Follow the Money with Mitch and Paul yesterday, and Derek telling his story. Matt joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guestline. Oh, Matt wasn't on. They were telling the story.
No.
Okay.
No. This is. Come on. I was not going to cheat on you guys. Come on. I was never going to do
There's
that.
There's no cheating. There's no cheating. Yeah. By the way, Matt Brown, M2 on Twitter. What is the story? How did you end up in Grandissimo?
Yeah. So I messed around a little bit last year. I kicked the can around a little bit, to kick the tires, I should say, to see if anybody was interested. And it didn't really pan out, but I was super interested in getting in the contest. And so whatever, didn't work out. This year came around, and we're at Circa. And if anybody's ever been there late night, Gil, you really should take up drinking, because it really weird things happen. Like you really should take up drinking, like for sure. Like things happen, you know, like as the night progresses at Circa. And so next thing you know, Rayo from Detroit, who is one of my partners in this, really wants to get in Grandissimo. And then Derek is like, hey man, come up here. I got somebody I want you to meet. And so I come up there and I meet Ray, and it's like, he's in Grandissimo. And he's like, I think you're familiar with this guy, and like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And sells me. Anyway, it's ends up being DJ LeMahieu from LSU, professional baseball player.
Wow.
And all of that. And so we sit there and kind of like, you know, shoot the breeze a little bit. Obviously LSU, maybe he's younger than me, but you know, we were able to hit it off and all of that. And it's like, so he's like, yeah, I'm in. And they're like, we're looking for, you know, a captain. We're looking for somebody who knows what they're doing. Also, I should mention Rob Baker from Project Barbecue right there, you know, right there at Circa or whatever. He is also in as part of the team. And then an undisclosed other former baseball player is also part of the, whether he will wants to be revealed at some point, we'll figure that out. But I'm not at liberty at this point to say anything.
I hear it's buried
bones. I was just about to say.
Yeah. So anyway, full disclosure though, I mean, again, I'm only in for 12.5%. It's not a full quarter.
That's all right.
There's five of us. So I'm in for 12.5. Rob is in for 12.5, then DJ's 25, and then Rayo from Detroit is in for 25, and then undisclosed baseball player in for 25. So we've got our little team here.
What's the name of your entry? Are you going to tell us the name of your entry or no?
Yeah, we are 30,000. We are 30,000 short, because as we were doing the math that night, we had come up with $100,000, but then like Saturday morning, we realized we were actually 30,000 short of the $100,000. And then, so that's when me and Ray kicked in, because we were both in for 10% for the night before. And then we kicked in an extra 2.5%. And so, and then they went and found another person for the 25%, but we thought it would be funny to be, you know, 30,000 short, because we woke up Saturday morning and we were actually 30,000 short of an entry.
All right.
I'm sure Derek would have gone for it. Yeah. Like, hey, you helped put this together. Sorry, we're 30K light. You gotta take it.
All right. Well, we're rooting for you. We really are.
I appreciate it.
30,000 short. Now, week one in the National Football League. Where do we begin, sir? Where what caught your attention? What have you bet?
Yeah. So, you know, this is kind of one of those where the lines have been out for so long. So I will put this in the context of what you can bet today. I still like the Vikings as short favorites. I got them as short dogs where this thing opened up. But if you kind of look at the Packers situation here, they're going to be coming in a little beat up to start the season. Certainly it's a big deal. And I have Parsons out there. Honestly, I'm kind of buying the purple Kool-Aid here a little bit too. I mean, I'm not 100% positive that Kyler Murray is completely washed. I mean, think of the quarterbacks that we have seen over the last few years that we thought were completely washed and get into a good situation. Let's look no further than Daniel Jones last year, Sam Darnold. All these guys get into good situations and then maybe actually find that extra gear and live up to their potential a little bit. And let's not forget, this receiving core is awesome. I mean, yep. He's throwing to Jefferson, Addison, and everyone forgets they signed Juwan Jennings. Like, their third wide receiver is Juwan Jennings. So, I mean, like, this is a real, and Hockenson at tight end. I mean, this is like a, by far, the best team that he has played for, and by far the best coach, and by far the best offensive situation. So I like this Vikings team, even at short favorites. I got him as short dogs. And then kind of a piggyback bet on this one is Kyler over 22.5 rushing yards. He's healthy. He is going to have a defense that's going to have to account for all of these receivers and stuff, and basically aren't going to be able to spy on him as much. And I think not only that, you look at Kevin O'Connell, I truly believe he is one of the better offensive minds in all of football. And yeah, he was able to do crazy things with Sam Darnold, but let's be for real, Sam Darnold, not fleet of foot or anything. Like, I think he's going to do some interesting things with Kyler Murray, including some designed run type things. And then a couple of scrambles here and there. I like the over 22.5 rush yards for Kyler Murray in that game too.
I like that one as well. I'm going to be telling you on that one.
Oh, I thought you wanted to jump in there.
Okay. No, I was just telling you, we got week one bets from Matt.
All right. Bears, you like the Bears as well this week.
Yeah, like me some Bears. I like the Bears at 2.5, then I also like Caleb Williams over 226.5.
I like it.
Passing yards. Like, when I looked at this, I kind of had this like much closer to 250. So I actually think there's like 20 plus yards here that is unaccounted for. And the thing for me with this Bears team is I understand what they said about wanting to be the highest scoring team and all that. Like, that's all fine and dandy. I just like the talent on the team. I just like the fact that this is year two with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And I think Caleb Williams really and truly does have what it takes to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. And I think an offseason with Ben Johnson, them working together and working on what he does well and trying to eliminate the things that he does poorly and taking advantage of that really talented roster, I like to see him. Like, good offensive line as well. Shouldn't be running for his life. All those different little things there. Like them a ton. And then I like the Eagles as well as 4-point favorites over the Commanders. I'm sure, Gil, you've come to grips with what could be. I think that the ceiling for this Commanders team certainly could still be 9 wins, maybe 10 wins, but I also think the floor could be 5. And so I think that this is one of the most volatile teams in all of the league. And this Eagles team, I know everyone wants to point the fact they lost A.J. Brown, but Devontae Smith was a number one in college. He can be a number one in the pros. He just didn't have to be a number one in the pros. He just needs more volume. The production is there for this guy whenever he was getting the targets and all that. So I'm not really too worried about that. And this defense is still very, very, very good. Still a good offensive line. They still get free first downs because the tush push didn't go away. It's still there. You get to 3rd and 1. It is an automatic first down for this team. They get to continue to move the chains. Like, I think we're kind of selling the Eagles a little bit short, rightfully so, because they're in their same conference as the Rams, who I am madly, madly man crush in love with.
And I have come to grips on the Commanders. I saw the grips and I came to them.
You've gone too far. I think you've got, like Matt said, I think there's still a high ceiling. Like, this team was just in an NFC championship game a couple years ago,
Skins,
right?
Prove me wrong, Skins. Let's go. Okay, you have a bunch of futures. I want to just cherry pick 2 of these. We'll put them up on the screen. Falcons to win the NFC South. You still feeling good about this?
No, that would be the one if I could go in a time machine. If I had the hot tub time machine, I would go back and I would erase that one. Or that being said, I don't think any of those teams are all that good. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't love it, and I probably wouldn't make it today, certainly after what I saw in the preseason with Tua, but I mean, it's not as a huge a level of hate as it would be in any other division, I think, in all of football, because I don't think any of those teams are very good.
All right, so Broncos, for those who aren't looking here, Broncos to win the AFC West, Matt has plus 225, Jags to win the AFC South plus 245, Falcons, which we just talked about, to win the NFC South 4-1, Eagles to win the NFC East plus 145, Cardinals under a half division win in the NFC West at plus 130. I think people can understand that. Jeremiah Love under 5.5 rushing touchdowns, already banged up here at even money. This is the one I want to talk about. Is the last one. Chase Brown, offensive player of the year, 125-1. What's your thinking?
Yeah. So if we're buying in on this Bengals offense being, you know, one of the best in the NFL, if not the best in the NFL, which seems to be the consensus. If you look at all the projections and stuff, everybody's like, Burrow this, Chase that, whatever. I mean, Chase Brown's going to have to be a big part of all of that. And if you kind of go in and look, when he's been healthy, he has been incredibly highly productive for this team. And like, maybe all these touchdowns aren't going to be 12 and 15 yarders to Chase. Maybe they just get down and there's the old fashioned 3-yard run it in. Next thing we do, we look up and Chase Brown's one of the league leaders in touchdowns and catching balls out of the backfield and everything else.
Matt, happy football. Happy kickoff tonight, man.
Can't wait.
Good luck to you and Shaq in Grandissimo. Yep.
That's right. Him and Babe Ruth in Grandissimo. Matt Brown, everybody. We'll recap all the bets next on A Numbers Game at Visa.
A Numbers Game on Visa. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you are serious about betting, you need Edge Boost, the financial platform built specifically for players. A Visa debit card with no usage fees, no more declined deposits, no waiting on bank transfers. Edge Boost gives you real-time access to your funds 24/7, 365, even on nights, weekends, and holidays. Well, that's what 24/7, 365 encompasses. Use it across all your favorite sportsbooks, prediction markets, DFS platforms, optimized for licensed U.S. gaming, land-based and online, earn up to 0.5% cash back on eligible deposits, and daily deposit limits up to $5 million per transaction. New users, sign up with promo code VSIN, make a minimum $100 deposit into your Edge Boost account, and Edge Boost will match your deposit up to $100. It is a smarter way to manage your gaming bankroll. Head to edgeboost.io and use promo code VSIN to get started today.
Even on Sundays, Gil.
Even on Sundays and holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, little U.S. Open update. Zhang Xinwen wins the first set against Elena Rybakina, 6-3. The final game took 14 minutes, and Zhang Xinwen gets it done, but Rybakina up a break early in set number two. So they're duking it out already.
Plenty of seats still available.
Plenty of seats available.
That is sad.
Yeah.
It's really hitting me today. Yesterday was one of the best tennis days that
fantastic.
This happens in tennis. It's a great sport, right? But you get one of those days, it feels like every few years in a Grand Slam where you're just like, this is what great tennis looks like. And then everybody's loving it last night and then today.
How can you not appreciate tennis? But I will say this again, I have also simultaneously said, right, that people don't have, I said this with the Sinner-Alcaraz. Remember there was that epic Sinner-Alcaraz, was it the French Open last year? I can't remember what title it was. They played this epic five-hour tournament, right? Five-hour final. And even the biggest tennis hardos, right, will tell you, I will say it, maybe I don't speak for all. Maybe I don't speak for many. But it's a long investment of time to sit there and watch one sporting event.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And so come Sunday, and I've said this all the reason about tennis, all this tennis talk, right? But once football hits on Sunday and it's the men's final, none of us are watching the men's final. We're just not.
Mm-hmm.
It's football time. And who's going to spend 5 hours, or if it happens to be 5 hours, right? Even on a day when there's no football, it's a long investment of time for anything. And there's nothing tennis can do about that because slams are the only place where they're best of fives, and it should be best of fives. We're not going to change anything.
Yeah, it is just wild when you can go from, in the same day, right? Some of these women's matches where you're like, wait, they just started. How's it over already? And then it's like, let me settle in for 5.5 hours or whatever.
And that's why they can't time anything correctly.
Yeah.
That's why they played till 3:33 a.m. last night. All right, the two tennis plays today finally hit a total. We finally had a victory in our hands that didn't end up in a loss yesterday. And as I mentioned, I was going to play Mickelson, and that would have been another one that got to the doorstep before it didn't. Great comeback by Tiafoe. But today it's a Coco minus three games versus Mira Andreeva. In the other, the last, of the women's quarterfinals, I got Coco. She's 5-0 lifetime against Mira Andreeva. And Mira Andreeva tends to fold when the opposing crowd is raucous against her.
And then I see you have a bet at ATP Kansas City.
Karen Khachanov. -2.5 games versus Alexander Blocks. Khachanov trying to get to a slam semi. He's been around forever. Blocks has physical problems right now. So those are the two matches I bet on today, and both with spread. Goff -3, Khachanov -2.5.
But Blocks, by the way, is that's the most disappointing way to pronounce that name.
Blocks?
He could have a lot more fun with that, you know?
Block X.
The Block X or a Blosh or something. Just Blotch. Blosh. Yeah, I don't know. You could have a lot of fun with that pronunciation.
Red Sox and Blue Jays trailing the Dodgers now by one win. Dodgers have 6 wins. They are alone with 6 wins in the month of September. But the Red Sox and Blue Jays both have 5 wins in that scrum of 5-win teams. The other big thing about the September wins, which I didn't mention, have the Red Sox at 28-1, Blue Jays at +23/+25. So just over 23-1. The interesting thing about this September standings, nobody has gotten any distance in terms of run differential, which is the second tiebreaker at Circa besides fewest losses. That could prove very big for us. The Blue Jays currently have the best run differential in the entire month of September, and it's only +13. So that's been the interesting quirk
about
September also.
Yeah.
So let's go, Blue Jays. When you're in the driver's seat with run differential, just keep winning ball games. Win the series against the Athletics today. And then the season longs in the NFL. Caleb Williams, passing yards leader, 20-1. Nick Benito, defensive player of the year, 14-1. I am on the Seahawks, but I got the worst of it tonight at -3.5 with reduced juice. I am on the Niners tomorrow, plus the points, but I got the worst of that. What are you seeing that at? 4 now, consensus? Niners and Rams tomorrow night? What are we hovering on?
No, right, I think
now?
We're mainly 3.5 still, right? Yeah.
There was some movement there yesterday on it.
1-4 on the board here at Circa.
1-4. Okay, so the only 4 is here.
Some juiced 3.5. So maybe you can still get 3.
So maybe that's what's influencing me, the fact that we're here. Kelly Bidlin is fired.
I have. Okay, I know we got a lot to get to. Quick NFL notes that are just cracking me up. Robert Saleh on the Jets offense this year. Quote, I would not be surprised if we finish in the top half of the league. Cocky statement from the Jets head coach. I don't know why I found that funny. High expectations. And Nick Sirianni will not reveal who the Eagles' backup quarterback is for week one, Gilford, for competitive advantage reasons. Bum, bum, bum.
Won't reveal the backup quarterback?
Yeah, the backup quarterback.
By the way, did you say Robert Saleh was the coach of the Jets?
Oh, I'm sorry. Titans. Yeah, Titans. I'm sorry.
He said, what did he say about the Titans?
They get to call. He was talking about the Jets offense.
Because they play them.
Yeah, because they play them.
And what did he say?
That he wouldn't be surprised if they finish in the top half. Okay. So maybe he's actually giving some flowers to the Jets.
We're already doing that?
Yeah, we're already doing that. That's
the opposite of billboard, of bulletin board material?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, added this one today. Steelers to miss the playoffs, -167. And then I am on to week one bets that I've got so far. Multiple teasers, Jags with the Jets, Jags with the Texans, Bucks, Bengals under 51.5, Cowboys laying the 2.5, and then Broncos catching the 3-120 on Monday Night Football.
And I think they
and I added Seahawks tonight. I brought that up earlier, but I'm with you on the Seahawks small at 3-114.
A couple things on the Matt Brown thing that I didn't follow up on. Mm-hmm. One, we learned off air, he doesn't know who the anonymous baseball player is in his own entry.
Right.
I should have asked who they're going to pick in Survivor, but maybe they haven't had that conversation yet.
Yeah, I don't know. This all just came together the past few days.
Host error. Will Hill, baseball today, Astros, Phillies under 2.5, first 3 innings, and the Yankees on the run line tonight, -1.5, his New York Yankees. Will also has a bunch of season longs in the, what did he have? In the National Football League, I believe he had some. He had the Miami Dolphins alt win total under 4.5 wins at -160, and Patrick Mahomes to win MVP at 17-1. He does have week one plays in the NFL as well. He also is on the Seahawks tomorrow. He's laying the 3, though, and he's on the Brownies, +8.5 on Sunday versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Seahawks tonight, I can't keep these games straight either.
What did I say?
Tomorrow, but it's big
Seahawks. Seahawks tonight, Niners, Rams tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry, it's Wednesday, for God's sake. And he's on he's on Michigan plus the points in college football, Michigan +6 after their remarkable, let's put it that way, you're able to remark on their win against Western Michigan. Nick Whalen. Ramondre Stevenson, over 3.5 receptions tonight for the Pats. Jason Myers, over 1.5 field goals made tonight for the Seahawks. Tomorrow, Christian McCaffrey, over 4.5 receptions in Melbourne, Australia for the Niners against the Rams.
I'm tailing that one, Gil.
C-Mac?
Yeah, I like all of these. I am playing that McCaffrey one. There's nobody out there for the Niners.
Nick, also, we didn't get to all these, but he's on the Vikings, -1. He's on the Bucks Bengals under 50.5. That's a very popular play this week. Bears team total over 24.5 against the Panthers. Jets +1.5 versus the Titans. Eagles laying the 4.5 against the Commodores. Oh, also the Buccaneers +4 points this weekend as well, which Todd was saying that'll come down to the wire, which I believe. Matt Brown, again, recapping his futures. Broncos to win the AFC West +225. Jaguars to win the AFC South +245. The Falcons, which he says he wishes he had back.
Yeah.
If you go in the hot tub time machine, to win the NFC South at 4-1. Eagles to win the NFC East at +145. Cardinals under a half a division win, +130. Not going to beat the Niners. Not going to beat the Rams. Not going to beat the Seahawks, he says. Jeremiah Love under 5.5 rushing touchdowns for the Cardinals. Again, he's already banged up. That's at even money. And then Chase Brown of the Bengals. Offensive player of the year. How about this for a long shot? 125-1. Week one, Matt is on the Vikings, +1.5. He's on the Bears -2.5. He's on the Eagles -4 in their respective ball games. And then a couple prop bets. Kyler Murray of the Vikings over 22.5 rushing yards.
I'm betting that.
Caleb Williams over 226.5 passing yards. I mean, if I think he's winning the title, I should probably be, passing yards title. Maybe I just do this every week till I don't.
Could be a good call. You know what I think I've settled on too? You often say it. Some of the markets we love discussing, but we don't often end up betting. I think I'm betting that Bears highest scoring team this week.
Yeah, I might.
Kind of correlates too with all that. 16-1 though.
16-1, I'll take
it. I'm in.
Yeah. All right. We've done all we can do. Let us be grateful. What a country.
Football.
Real football. American football. Pro style kicks off tonight. Enjoy. Good luck with all your bets. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Next.